Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, July 30th. We're almost in August, in the middle of the summer. I've been very hot here. It's been very hot everywhere, really. But we must go on. Life goes on here in LA. Welcome back to the show. As some of you might have heard yesterday, Danny has left the show to pursue other things. And I'm in the midst of interviewing new co-hosts. So we're going to have the rest of the week is going to be all new people auditioning, which is always fun. And you get to find out about new people and meet new people and everything. So that's cool. I'm looking forward to it. And I'm sure we're going to find somebody like I always do. That's great and adds a lot of color to the show. So today I'm joined by a very special guest and her mommy. We're joined by Soleil West.
Hi, guys.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. You see, I was hoping you'd have confidence, and obviously you must because of all the things you do, right?
Yes.
So you're a very confident kid.
Yes.
How old are you?
I'm 11.
11? Wow. Going on 18 or something? You know? Like next week you'll be 18.
Pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, right?
My mom says I look like 18 when I'm 11.
Yeah, that's true, right? And Soleil's mom is here. Linda, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. So you guys told me you were visiting here from Northern California,
yes.
Sacramento.
Yes. Yes.
And you guys actually drove right before now?
Yes.
So it's not like you slept here overnight or anything.
No.
You just got up really early. You said 3:30?
Yes.
Wow.
We're on the road. Luckily, Soleil slept in the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to get a little closer to the mic, Linda. There you go, so we can hear you. So, that's crazy because I actually, when I drive, I like to drive in daylight.
Right.
But then that limits what you can do. You know, I mean, look at you. You could get to a radio show in the morning from Sacramento to LA, you know?
Right.
So that's pretty cool. Did you drive straight through or did you stop for a moment?
I stopped to get my coffee as usual.
Okay.
And then we stopped to pick up breakfast.
Cool. So it took you about 6 hours.
Yes.
If I estimate, because I drive that every once in a while to see my friends. They're outside of San Francisco and the drive is about the same.
Yes.
I also and the same people used to live in Paradise, California, where they had the fire and the whole thing was destroyed.
Yeah. Yes.
So now they live in Lafayette, which is outside San Francisco. And now without them being in Paradise, I can just drive there. When they were in Paradise, I'd have to fly to Sacramento and then drive an hour and a half to Paradise.
Right.
It's near Chico, right? So
you
guys know that area kind of, right?
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. More than we do down here because it's so far, you know?
Right.
But very cool. So have you lived a long time in Sacramento or did you move from somewhere else?
I was raised in San Jose, California, in the
Bay
Area.
Right.
And we moved to Sacramento about 15 years ago. So Soleil was actually
born in Sacramento.
Sacramento,
right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What took you guys to Sacramento? I mean, San Jose is pretty nice, no?
It's nice. I moved out there for work.
Oh, okay.
And then shortly after that, I kind of started my own business. So we were just my husband and I out there with the kids.
Oh, awesome. So you have brothers and sisters, Soleil?
Yes, lots.
Lots?
Yes.
How many can we know?
I have one brother and four sisters.
Wow. So now you have a pretty much a basketball team at home.
Exactly.
Right? But I know it's hard, you know, when people think of big families and stuff, you know, it's like I have two and it was more than I could handle. And but it's nice to have a big family, right? I mean,
I think so.
It's never quiet. You're never alone.
Well,
a lot of love, no?
It's really I'm alone. Fun. I'm probably going to be alone now because my sister's going off to college. So I'm not going to be. Well, I'm going to be alone.
Really? Yeah. All the brothers are gone? Really?
Yeah. As of Saturday, Soleil will be the only one in the house.
Really?
Yep.
Wow, you get all the attention finally, right?
Honestly, I don't even like all the attention. I'm you just, know? Okay.
Now, Linda, obviously, you've invested a lot into Soleil and everything. She's got a budding career, and we're going to go over everything and stuff. But how did you do this with each of your kids, or did you show some kind of talent or some kind of light when it comes to this?
No, actually, Soleil is the first one to get into the industry.
Uh-huh.
Each one of my kids are totally different. They have totally different gifts. And right. So what I've done is just try to help them figure out what those gifts are, nurture those gifts. And then Soleil's coincidentally happened to be in this industry.
Right. So Soleil, when did you show interest in fashion and modeling and that sort of thing?
Well, for modeling, I was at a skating rink and I was three. So this guy comes up to us. And,
three?
Yes, three.
She's got a long history, right?
Right. And this guy comes up to us. He's like, oh my gosh, I want to shoot you. And then we were like, wait, what? And then he said, I'm sorry, I'm a photographer. And then we said, oh, okay. So then we did the shoot and I was like, oh my God, I love this. I'm going to do this for like the rest of my life.
Yeah.
But then for like runway modeling, the modeling started to slow down, and then there is this local show in the area.
Uh-huh.
So my mom wanted me to do it just to try it out, just for fun.
Uh-huh.
And then we did, and I was like, okay, I never thought of it the same as modeling.
Right.
But then so this guy comes up to us and said, are you ready for New York? And then we're like, no. And then he came up to us maybe a few months later.
Uh-huh.
And then he said, are you ready for New York? And then we said, yeah. So then I did New York. I was like, this is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why did you finally say yes? Because you thought about it a little bit? And
He had been photographing, doing the photography for New York Fashion Week for a while. So I figured if he knows what the talent that's already there and he sees that in her, I was like, you know, maybe I should just listen. Maybe I should just trust it. And since the opportunity opened up, we were like, okay, let's go try this out.
Right. Because how often does it happen that somebody just gets discovered? You know, that's people's dreams, but it doesn't happen very often. So
yeah.
You managed to stand out and they liked you and everything. So when he came and suggested New York the second time, you said yes. What does that mean? You have to travel there or to move there?
No, just to travel to New York Fashion Week.
Right, okay. So did you do it?
We did.
You
and
did.
She was
so
eight.
Really?
Yeah, very scary.
And now these are like adult fashion contests, right? Or shows or whatever.
Yes.
Or was it kids' shows?
She walked with the kids.
I walked with the kids.
Right, but when you were watching and stuff, it was adult, right?
Yes.
Wow. Amazing. So you're walking on the runway with other kids, right? So those were like kids' fashions and things like that?
Yes.
I see. Okay. So what was the first thing that, so you came there. What were you thinking? I mean, did you think you can do it?
Well, honestly, I just had to believe because I was like, what if I fall or something happens because there was like a whole bunch of people than I was used to.
Right.
So, you know, I was scared. I didn't know what to do. Well, I knew what to do. It was just like scary.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be for an adult too. You know, I mean, you go into a new place, you don't know what to expect. But thankfully, you have your mom to protect you and everything, so
yes.
You can feel safe, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm
awesome.
There all the time.
Yeah. How old is your oldest? I mean, because between the youngest and the oldest is a big gap, is there?
Yes.
Because you said all of them are out of the house already and everything.
Yes.
So what's your oldest? What's,
My oldest is 24.
Oh, wow. What a cool family, man. So wow. Between 24 and 11, you got everything in between?
Yes.
Or is there someone younger than her?
No,
just
no, she's
dog.
The youngest.
Yeah,
just
the
dog. Yeah.
Dog is the
so you
family.
Need a dog too. You don't have enough people in the house.
Right.
I know. I'm like, I'm the only one in my house. I'm like, should I get a dog? No. You know, that some people have 100 people in the house and they need a dog. You know,
yes,
so go
we
figure.
Absolutely
you know?
Need to fill it with a dog. Yes, and it's a boy. So now that kind of evens out all the girls.
Oh,
kind
okay.
Of.
Almost.
Barely.
Almost right. So everybody's out of the house now, right?
Yes.
College, things like that?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, how two keep... have graduated from college already.
Really? How do you keep track of all the kids?
I mean... know, because they're like completely spread out.
Right.
One in Atlanta, Georgia, one in D.C., one about to be in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Wow.
So,
all over the place.
Exactly.
At least you'll have destinations to visit and
yes,
travel
definitely
to.
Definitely reasons stuff, to you know? Visit.
So has there been a lot of travel for you since then? I mean, do you have to go back to New York every often, or is there shows in other places too, Soleil?
Well, I do have a New York, I think, in September. Mm. And yes, because we're doing a lot of traveling next month, because my sister is going to college. We have to drop her off. Then we got to go back here for something. And then we have to go to Las Vegas, then somewhere, I don't remember.
LA. She travels
LA.
A lot.
Yes.
So how do you fit school into that now? Is that, well, this is during the summer that she's going, right? Like now. But how do you fit school into all this?
Well, now I'm homeschooled. I already started homeschooling. But like back then, I would just say I'm leaving for a week. Then I'd ask my teacher in advance. If I could get the homework, and then I just do it so I'm not stressing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're smart too, huh? Good student?
Yes.
That's important. You see, otherwise your mom would say, well, you can't do this if you can't do well in school,
exactly.
You know?
Right.
Now, homeschooling means what? Do you have to do the schooling, Linda?
Yes. It's
really?
Between myself, and then she also does a big portion of it online as well.
Oh,
yeah, it's online.
I see. Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's fun because then she could take it with her.
Yeah. That's true.
Everywhere we go.
Yeah. So, I mean, but you miss out on the lectures and stuff, no? In class time. Like, I mean, online, do they actually show the teacher talking and
yes.
stuff?
No.
Oh.
They have the whole lessons online.
They don't show the teacher talking. It's not the teacher.
But somebody else.
Like, it's like an animation.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
An animated
teacher.
All right. Well, as long as you pass the test, who cares,
right?
She's still sixth grade, so it's still the cartoon animation stuff doing the lessons.
Yeah, very cool, man. So, great. So that leaves you some time to actually do this now. So you're already a runway coach. You're already coaching people on how to do this. What are you going to do when you're 30 years old? You won't have anything left to do. You will have done everything there is.
Well, honestly, I just want to keep walking for designers,
right.
Like internationally, somewhere in Africa, Lagos. I really want to be a fashion designer when I get older. So I was maybe hoping like probably by then I'd have like a shop, just like a small little boutique by then.
Yeah.
Or maybe more, like Forever 21.
Wow. She's got bigger dreams than I do.
Me too.
And she's only 11. Wow. I know. Where were you when my kids were your age? I wish they would have learned a couple things. But no, it's cool because you already know what you want to do, you know, and
yes.
That's pretty cool. So you love fashion, you love clothing, you love everything, right?
Yes, I do.
Right. Now, I wanted to bring up the fact because this was on the note and you have a lot of pictures with big hair and stuff. Today you're here with cute braids and all that. but so is that something that's also part of your image is wearing your hair really big? And because that kind of makes you stand out, right? Not a lot of people do. We have one host here who actually comes in with big hair, and then she has a hard time putting the headphones on. You know?
Yes, but
tell us a little about, was that like a conscious decision to do that, or just that's the way she looks?
No, that's exactly how she is. When she was in kindergarten, I would let her wear her hair down to school every day, and I would get some strange looks from the other parents, like, why isn't her hair put up and ponytails, barrettes, you know? But towards the end of the school year, I noticed there was a couple of other girls that were like in the fifth and sixth grade that would say hi Soleil or bye Soleil, and I would look at them and they would have their hair down too. And I was like, wow, I think that's really cool that she kind of inspired these little girls at her school to love their natural hair just from doing absolutely nothing different but loving her own.
Right.
Yes.
And so when we got on social media, that was kind of her thing. Like, my hair is big, it's wild, it's crazy, but I love it. It's me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we started getting the inboxes, you know, she's really inspiring me to love my hair, even from, you know, adults, from little girls all over the world, Brazil, right. South Africa. So I was like, this is really
very something. Nice. So you embrace yourself. You embrace who you are rather than fight it or pretend you're not that. Because who says something else is any better, you know? I mean, you got to be who you are and be genuine, you know? Yeah. And then it comes through in your work as well, you know, and how you talk to people and stuff. But I see you style it many different ways, which is cool. So you have different looks, right?
Yes.
Do the photographers decide how you're going to wear your hair, or is there someone else? Is it like the people that actually produce the commercial or whatever, the appearance, or is it the photographer themselves?
Well, honestly, it like depends on the photographer, because sometimes like it's like professional, like for like an ad or something,
right.
Or we're just doing it for like Instagram or something.
Right.
So if we're doing it for Instagram, usually my mom's in control of my hair.
Mm.
So but if we're doing mostly like ad campaigns or anything, there would usually be hairstylist.
I see. Yes. So she controls your hair.
Yes.
She controls how it is. You
Most
know, the, there's air controllers, you're a hair controller,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. Right. <you go. laughs> Yes, I have Very total cool. freedom when we're doing stuff that we want to do and working with photographers. Mm-hmm. But when she's on set, you know, booked on set for like, let's say Gap or Walmart or something, they have their own hairstylist.
Right. And they have the look they want
yes.
at the time.
Yes.
Right, so you can't be all yourself. I mean, they're paying you to be somebody else, actually, right?
Right.
You know, that's what people don't understand. You know, you have, like, really serious and sophisticated looks, and they make you look, like, really, like, I don't know, bigger than life as a model.
Right.
And then you realize, wait a minute, I'm just a regular person, but I'm sort of acting. Those are roles that you take when you're in commercials and even print ads, right?
Yes.
You have to portray a certain persona, a certain lifestyle, certain, you know, whatever.
It absolutely
you know?
Is acting.
Right.
Yeah, I've told her before, I said every actress may not be a model, but every model is definitely an actress.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you interested in acting at all?
Yes.
Probably. Aren't we all, right? Well, that's cool. So have you pursued any of that yet?
Yes, I have been in some short films, and I also have I had a national commercial. I don't know if it's still out because I haven't seen it in a while. And I had a national commercial for Allstate.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Very cool. So you're all over the place pretty much.
Pretty much.
At 11. I would bet the ranch on her, you know, making it big. Yeah, very cute pictures. I'm looking here, you know, and
thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you come across as an active kid, you know, sophisticated in many ways. I really like the pictures, you know, and her hair frames her face perfectly.
Thank you.
You know, I mean, that is her.
Yes.
That is her, even with the different hairstyles, right?
We like to switch it up just to show the versatility. But most times when we are like, hey, so we're starting to do these different styles, and we get with a photographer, and I'm like, okay, so what hairstyle do you want me to do? And they're like, oh, big. And I'm like, that's it? It's big? Like, no style? And they're like, nope, we want the traditional Soleil look, the big hair. And I'm okay.
Yeah, we'll go with that. For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Soleil West. She's a model. She's a runway coach, actress, even an author.
Yes, an author.
You're already writing? I mean, what is this? You know, you can do everything.
Yes, I do love writing.
Leave some for other kids, too. So, no, and you also say you're an influencer, so you're on social media, right?
Yes.
But you have to control how much she does this, or do you let her pretty much do her own thing?
All her social media is handled by myself.
Uh-huh.
I do let her look at the comments and the posts and stuff and let her know what's going on. But 90% of the time, I'm the one behind the responses and
posts. Well, no, 98 No, 99.9% of the time.
Okay, I'll take that.
So she gets no say at all. Mommy knows best. Don't argue with her, yes, you know?
I just feel like sometimes her looks come off really mature.
Yeah.
And people don't necessarily know her age.
Right.
So sometimes we get inappropriate messages. So
I have to filter that stuff out. Yeah, this is... I'm telling you, the internet is like the best and the worst thing that's happened to us at the same time, you know?
Right. We've gotten a couple of marriage proposals.
What?
Like Saudi Arabia.
Yes, they're usually overseas.
Yeah,
you know?
Send me like a teenager.
But they're like usually young men, like 14, 15, that are like, I don't know how old you are, but would you marry me?
Oh, well, you're becoming a star. You have to get used to that, you know?
Yeah, so, right? Yes.
Well, if you guys want to follow with us, it's CelaiWest.com, C-L-A-I, West.com. And you can see a lot of her stuff in there. There's really cool stuff. I guess we can find her on social media too, right?
Yes.
Now, who are the type of followers that she has? Like kids or age mostly? I mean... What do they find in this? They see her like somebody, maybe an inspiration, someone who's actually doing something with herself at an early age?
Yes, I would say we definitely get a lot of children followers who are also in the industry, whether they're models or actors. Then we also have a group of followers for her hair tutorials. There's a huge market for hair tutorials for ethnic hair. So are even... parents, you know, I've had some white parents who've adopted black children, and they just need to understand, you know, how do I detangle? What products are good? So, you know, we have those parents that inbox me, and believe me, I absolutely appreciate all the inboxes for that. I love when they ask those questions. Then we also have a group of followers that follow her for her runway stuff. She's had a couple of viral videos for runway, so
yes,
it's like a couple of different industries of really people that follow.
I'd like to see. So on the website, is there like videos too, or should I go on YouTube or something?
Yes, if you go to her runway page,
right? Oh, runway coach
model.
Runway model. Okay, because I'd like to see her actually walked, because that's what it's all about, right? Mm-hmm. Runway model. All right, I see. Yeah, I can see. Wow. I'm not really playing it, but I can see pictures of it. Wow, you're wearing some really fun stuff there, right?
Yes.
Like big gowns and wow. Very cool.
Thank you.
And I see also different hairstyles. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you can't tell how old she is on, you know, right. when you dress her up and stuff.
Especially now that she's walking with the adults.
Right.
And then, you know, when she was walking with the kids, they had the makeup. You know, not too much. But the adults, they literally want her to look like a miniature adult. So they do the full makeup, eyelashes, everything.
Wow.
Yep.
So heels. So that's a look the promoting. Do you think it's actually a good thing? You know, I mean, don't they like make objectify the kids that way?
I think I've seen girls that are doing gymnastics that get objectified. I think it's kind of up to the individual who's actually looking at the information.
Right.
I feel like...
But I mean, to put out there an 11-year-old with all the makeup and stuff, you know, and they wanted to look older, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would think maybe some people would look at it like the JonBenet thing or something.
You know? And we do have some people who don't necessarily...
Agree.
And I totally get it. Because as her mom, it's something that I really was hesitant to get her into. But she literally woke up one day with this ability to walk the runway the way she does. She's never been formally trained to walk this way. So as a parent, I have to try and figure out a way to allow her to walk in her gift, but in a way that's going to protect her.
I can't imagine you'd put her in harm's way no matter what. So I imagine you thought about these things.
It was definitely a challenge because I was trying really hard not to do it. But, you know, the analogy that I use is, you know, how when you have gas and you hold it in and it becomes really painful. Wow. That's exactly the feeling that it was.
Yeah.
Preventing her from doing what
she wants
God
to do.
Had chose her to do. It was like, it became very, very painful. My husband is a minister.
Oh,
yes. Wow. Never mind.
He's a minister. Yeah, wrong area. And so, you know, we tend to be a little bit conservative. So the idea of her wearing the makeup and wearing the heels, we definitely struggled with. But I felt like not allowing her to do it was more painful than allowing her to do it. So we've just made sure that when she does it, I'm there every second of the way. You know, I'm backstage with her. When she's on stage, I can kind of look to the front, see her on stage. And then when she's backstage, I'm backstage right there again. So it's, I feel like when she was doing Kids Runway, I didn't have the control that I do now. With kids, you have to drop them off and pick them up later.
Right.
They're just like, leave your kids here and then just show up to watch the show. And you don't know what's going on backstage. Wow. But when she's walking with the adults, I can be there 24/7.
That's true.
So very, it's just kind of, it's a struggle, but you know, I feel like.
Plus it is, like we said, acting, you know, I mean, she's putting on a show. She doesn't forget who she is.
Right.
And you get to enjoy kidhood, you know,
yes,
like
definitely.
I'm not saying childhood because you're not a child anymore, but yeah, your early teens and everything, you know, it's, those are great times, you know, and, what's nice is that, you are keeping your life together, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think a lot of people would get into this and kind of lose their themselves, a sense of who they are.
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah.
We're really big on balance.
Yeah.
So there's times where I have to almost force her to do little kid stuff because she's always been an old soul. She's
exactly.
Pretty mild and mellow, not that athletic kid. I want to go outside. And we get the comments, you know, she should be outside playing in the dirt. And I'm like, she wasn't playing in the dirt before
right,
she did all this stuff.
That's what she's
like,
about.
She's, well, that kid.
I used to. Like, remember when we were at your friend's house?
In Washington.
And, yeah. And then I just made something. I don't know how. I just
made something out of the dirt.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was like 5.
Yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. So, it's funny because when they talk about when I used to be a kid, it's like 5 years.
Exactly. Back when I was a kid.
Yeah, try 55 years.
I was young.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, you know, if they went, just like if somebody from the past would take a time machine and land today, wouldn't recognize the world at all.
Not
I think
all.
The same thing would happen if we send Soleil back like 50, 60 years ago. She's going to go, what? No phones, no TV, no...
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, let alone internet and stuff. No bathrooms with running water for some people, you know? I mean, it was a different life back only 60 years ago, you know? And,
right.
And I've been through all these generations, so I've seen things evolve and stuff. And kids complain they have problems today and it's hard. It's always been hard, but come on, you don't have to fight in wars. You don't have to be in like, pillaged villages and you know, people with swords and all that, you know, what they call it, the Game of Thrones stuff, you know? Yeah. I mean, life used to be hard, you know, and today the kids' problems are I'm not getting enough likes or followers.
Right.
Or
anything,
yeah, I don't even worry about that.
Yeah, I know.
Luckily.
Because you're probably getting plenty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're not worried about it. You're not competing with anybody, in other words.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But those are the things that stress out kids today, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you have time for friends, too? Do you have a couple of good friends?
I have no friend. No, I actually have one friend.
Mm. It's not easy finding good friends, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Not like it used to be.
Definitely an interesting age.
But like...
Yeah. I know, right?
Yeah, but like, one of my friends... She's my friend, like friend, but then I say like she's my sister.
Okay, so that's a very good friend.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go, you know. And sometimes your best friend can be a sister.
Right.
Your real sister or something. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no problem with that. That's cool. So, and what about, are you able to keep a balance in life? I mean, when you stay home, does she do the 11-year-old stuff?
Yes, I yeah. love to draw. I play with my dog.
Do you?
We go to the movies.
Yeah.
I caught her the other day playing with a doll.
Really?
And I made sure that I posted it because I was probably just as shocked as some of her followers that seen it. And I was like, yeah.
That's cool. So, yeah, why not? You know, whatever you like. You know, when you're a kid, you're allowed to do everything, you know?
Exactly.
But, well, up to a limit, I guess. But, very cool. What about music? Are you into music too? You don't like music that much?
Yes, I do. I listen to music a lot. I just don't know what I listen to. I just do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do kids listen to these days? Do you have any favorite?
You know, Cardi singers? B.
Cardi B.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But isn't that kind of like, isn't it like nasty kind of music? I mean, does she use profanity and stuff in her show?
She does, right? She does. So Soleil can only listen to like the radio version.
Radio version.
They play, I think some stuff that they play on the radio is still a little bit much.
Yeah.
So we have this intercom system in our house that plays music 24/7. And every so often I'll hear something and I'm just so disgusted that I'm like, that's it. We're going to old school R&B.
Yeah. You know, sometimes they have it in the grocery stores too. They have like the radio on or something. They don't know what's going to come on.
Right. And then,
you know, or the dentist office or something.
Exactly.
So it's crazy with all this music right now. You know, I mean, it's so different from when we were kids, you know. Motown and yeah, you know, and rock and roll and all that. That's, they don't get a taste of that today. Today it's just that rap stuff. They bang it into your brain all the time. It's like, what about melody and songs and nice, like you know, I mean, people used to write about like love songs, you know.
And yeah, now it's still like, out there, but
yeah, now it's hate songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody's angry, you know. What is this?
Yeah, we definitely do a lot of old school R&B.
Yeah.
Whenever we can. So there's a lot of songs that they know. I know my 18-year-old, the one that's moving to college, she has like a whole playlist of songs. Yeah. And when I hear it, I'm like, how do you know this song? Like, this is when I was growing up. She's
right.
Like, oh, mom, like, you don't even know about this.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do.
Exactly. And when Soleil grows up, she'll discover that music too. And you'll see. It's just that your horizon open up more. But essentially, what I discovered is the music you like as a teenager, that's the soundtrack of your life. That's pretty much the kind of music you always like.
Right.
You know, because music touches kids so much at these early teens that it leaves a mark for the rest of your life, and you always strive back to that music.
Right.
I mean, so it's like with me. I have Spotify. I have a million songs, but they're all 70s and 80s, you know?
Right.
So,
right. And I tend to prefer like a top 40.
Yeah.
That's a mixture of everything. I don't like one particular genre. I just... a mixture of stuff.
Sometimes he just deals with it.
Yeah.
Just drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell me something. Do you have a phone? Do you get to use a phone? Of course. Well, I didn't know because some she's giving her a look.
Big eye roll.
Yeah. So, but you know what? You can't keep them away from phones. Everybody has them. It's almost the minimum requirement. You can just... supervise it, I suppose.
Yeah, right? We do lots of supervising, lots of monitoring the screen time.
Yeah. I know, because they do it too much. And at a very young age, you know, I mean, these 3-4-year-olds already on iPads and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, you know, that's the thing, though, is that they mimic what we do.
Yeah.
They do it because we do.
Yes.
You know, so we can't, like, blame them for wanting it. But all we can do is try to educate you about the threats, you know, how it's not healthy to be on the phone too much.
Exactly.
And things like that, you know.
Yeah. See, when I do it, I'm working. So
yeah.
I always get a little pass. I'm like, well, I have to manage all these social media accounts. I have to manage, you know, the emails.
Right.
But sometimes you go on Instagram and you look at stuff.
I absolutely look at stuff. And a lot of times I'm looking at hair tutorials, getting ideas.
Yeah, plus she has to look out for you. You know, I mean, she needs to know what's out there.
Yeah.
You'll have plenty of time. Right now you just focus on yourself and on your skills and talents, you know?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So you did some acting as far as that, but now what does influencer mean? People throw this term around and stuff, but What is it? Do you have like a lot of followers? Are people? I guess they are. If she's got like videos that people watching her with her hair and all that, right?
Yes. So I consider her an influencer when it comes to the hair stuff.
Okay.
And to me, I mean, I think there's a bunch of different definitions, but the way I use it is she can be booked to do hair tutorials. So right. Different hair companies. And it's like when you say, okay, I'm officially an influencer, that's kind of a way of saying she can be booked to create content.
Right, right, right. I like that. Yeah. So how does she, how do you find work for her? Like, do you have an agent? Do you have to have something like that, or do you do it all yourself?
It's a combination of both. She uh-huh. does have a few agents. She's represented in San Francisco, L.A., New York, and in the South, like Atlanta, wow. Texas area. But I...
Yeah?
Oh, I forgot. Okay.
Everybody wants a piece of the pie, you know?
Yeah, but I do all her runway stuff, and I do uh-huh. all of her like hair tutorials because I do her hair.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. when someone reaches out and says, hey, we want to, you know, send you this product and have you do a video, I handle all that.
And how did you get into like hair design and things like that?
You know, I just started doing my doll's hair when I was younger.
Yeah,
that's what my sister and I did. We just really? Did hair. And so she started braiding as she got a little older. So she uh-huh. had like her group of clients that she would do. And I just did my kids' hair. I never had a list of clients or anything.
Yeah.
I just, you know. You have girls, you got to know.
Right,
how to do
exactly.
Their hair, so. Right.
By necessity, so right?
My girls were my clients.
Yeah. So it's by necessity you have to be that way.
Exactly.
Right. That's funny. Right. Wow. So, yeah, if you're following us, we're talking to Soleil West and her mom, Linda. And from Sacramento, what's. Tell us a little bit about Sacramento. What's that like? Do you like it there? Do you like growing up there?
It's boring.
It is boring?
Very.
Would you like to move to L.A.?
No.
No. I don't blame you.
I think it's too much.
It is too much.
Like, at least when I grow up, I'll be by all my siblings because we're all going to be on the East Coast.
Really?
East oh. South.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess they're all leaving me. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you'll have to move too, I'm sure. Or make them all come here. You know, it depends. But
right.
once they get older, you can't quite do that.
Exactly. But, I think Sacramento is, it's okay. It's really quiet.
Right.
It's not
not a lot happening there.
Nothing.
Right.
Is happening. Yeah. Definitely not as busy as LA. But yeah. what I like about it is it's kind of our space where we don't have to worry about, you know, oh, there's Soleil, you know.
That's true.
I think that certain situations, you know, yeah. especially fashion weeks, you know, right. that we go to, they're like, oh, there's Soleil, there's that girl. You know, but in Sacramento, we get to be nobody. And I yep. really appreciate
you want
being
that.
A nobody.
Yeah, you yeah. don't want to be famous.
Yeah.
But how can you not when you're in front of the camera all day?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It only happens, like, rarely.
Yeah.
Like, it happened when I was at Walmart and I looked my worst.
Yeah. Really?
We weren't used yeah. to seeing yeah. anyone. So
yeah.
she had got off of school and my other daughter had to go to Walmart. I'm like, you know, like, just... let's go. And we get there and this lady's like, can my daughter take a picture with you? And I'm like, oh my gosh. So now we know it. That when we leave the house, we have to look halfway presentable.
That's
we don't
true,
have to
right?
be all
people
fancy.
Are gonna...
just a little but bit. Yeah, we no. can't look crazy. We can't look like homeless people, like we're on drugs or anything. We have to actually, like, we can't be in pajamas.
Yeah, no, you have to. That's true. When you leave the house, you have to figure, you know, if you're going to be seen. You want to be at your best.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
We learned.
Yeah.
The hard way.
Wow. So, well, yeah, maybe you'll find a more. Now, New York is probably out of the question, too. If you think LA is too much, New York is yeah. definitely too much.
I want to go to maybe. Yeah. Like Manhattan.
Yeah. Would you live there?
Yeah. Maybe.
Until you saw where these people live. like for $3,000-$4,000, they live in a like less than a studio apartment, you know.
Yeah.
Everything there is like very expensive, and it's nice to visit. Don't get me wrong, I love to visit New York,
nice to visit.
But it's very hard to live there, you know.
Yeah,
it's not
I don't
like
know LA. Yet, but maybe.
Maybe, yeah, you'll try. I mean, I'm sure she'll go because that's where the action is for runway, right?
Yeah. I would suspect.
She'll want to be where it's happening for sure.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You still got several years in Sacramento
mm-hmm.
under your mom's control, under supervising eye. Let's put it that way. Yeah. Very cool. All right. So, how can, let's tell people how they can find you, more about you. And everything, and let's start with, okay, I'll give away the website again. It's SoleilWest.com, and you're going to find there's a lot of content in there, you know. You guys have worked hard on this.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We worked hard on this.
Yeah. Both of you. Listen, it's a team thing, obviously.
Yeah.
Come on, Soleil. You know, with all the talent in this tough world, how far would you get by yourself, man? You need mom.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Good. At least she'll appreciate her mom early on in life, you know?
Yeah.
My kids, I'm still waiting for them to appreciate me. And they're in their 20s, so go figure.
You got to put in lots of hard work to get that.
You really do, you know? Well, kudos to you for being a great mom, you know?
Thank you.
I mean, raising so many kids takes a lot of patience, right?
Definitely.
Perseverance. Right. Not easy. Yeah. Okay, so give out some of your social media.
Okay, so my Instagram. I have Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube,
Tumblr.
Yeah, Tumblr.
Just pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I'll bet you if they just Google you, they'll find all these things, right?
Yeah, Google it. It's Soleil West, spelled C-E-L-A-I West.
Sounds good. And what does your name mean? Is there a meaning or it just sounds good?
No meaning.
Really?
No.
Because Soleil is actually sky in French, right?
Yeah, I believe it's sun.
Oh, it's sun. I'm sorry.
It's Soleil.
Yeah, Soleil.
It has like a long O.
Right, S-O-L-E-T.
I don't remember how I said it. How was it? Because I did my French. How was it said again? I don't remember.
Soleil.
Yeah.
Soleil. Yeah,
oh, yeah, it is Soleil.
Right. So it sounds pretty close. French people will probably think it's sun, you know?
Right.
I always confuse the sun and sky in French. What's a word for sky? I can't remember. But once I remember that, I'll know why I always confuse them. They sound similar. Anyway.
I'm not sure.
It's okay.
Remember.
I'm not asking.
She's learning French right now.
Oh, really?
I never learned it yet.
Yeah, I learned for 3 years. Well, sky should be pretty early. Whatever. I took 2 years of French in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice, yeah. So I remember a little bit. I can't put a sentence together, but I can understand, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I can put it together in writing, but to start talking, be one word at a time.
Right. I know. Je suis Linda. Je suis.
Yeah, je suis. I am, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you?
We're
She's like,
on
yeah.
It. I'm working on it so that when she talks about me in French, I'll know what she's saying.
Awesome.
No. No.
Right.
You should not know. No, it's okay. You can know what I'm saying.
And if people want to find you, they just contact her and you're in charge.
Yes.
Of
my mom has her Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes. Or
go
you
ahead.
Can email at info@soleilwest.com.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank
you guys
you.
Are a lot of fun and a lot of inspiration, and I really, really admire you, Soleil. I mean,
thank
you're doing
you.
Something great, you know, and it's really good. You're an example for other kids and stuff, an inspiration. And I hope more people will see that, you know?
Yes.
All these kids that get into bad things and stuff, you know? I guess it shows once again that family is very important in the child's development.
Yes.
Development. Yeah. Yeah, well, Soleil concurs. She agrees?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So much continued success to you, really. And please come back, and you'll probably look different in a year or two, right?
Yeah,
maybe. And you'll be in a different place in your life and your career. So make sure you come back.
Okay. Yes, you all definitely
right?
will.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.